podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Sometimes people let you down.
Mm.
Sometimes you are promised something and then it doesn't come through. And that's not always the other party's fault.
Yeah.
But most of the time it is.
Okay.
You turds.
You're taking up some psychology work or something.
Yeah, I am. Doing a deep dive.
Yeah.
At the moment, though, I'm talking about a business, not a person.
Oh.
Coles.
Oh, okay.
For many a year, we've known about the hot chicken promise from Coles.
Have we?
Hmm.
What's the hot chicken promise?
In peak times,
mm.
they got to keep that heated bain-marie thing stocked.
Oh, and if you go to get one and it's not there, they give you a voucher or something for another time? Is
yeah,
that that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the rain check, but it's a free rain check because they did not keep their hot chicken promise.
It's the rain cluck.
Ooh, be very careful.
I know. As soon as I said it, I got so scared.
Anyway. If they, during peak hours, so sort of around dinner time, that type of thing, and I think a little bit at lunch maybe, if they ever run out of hot chooks, then you can go up to the service desk and go, hey, no chooks, and they'll give you a voucher, and then you can come back later when they're restocked and get a free hot chicken.
And they don't really advertise that, do they?
No, absolutely
not. It's kind of like word of mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not anymore, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. They're like, hey, we've changed our suppliers, we've changed our schedule, it's just not going to happen now, guys, so we're removing the promise. They're pulling the signs down about the promise.
No!
The hot chicken promise no more.
Oh, we need to make more money.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Let's probably. Be real.
Yeah, because people were taking advantage of it, yeah. I won't lie.
Yeah? So what? You made the promise, no one asked you.
Yeah, but it's not good if you're like going and taking the last three chooks, putting them somewhere else in the store and then going up to...
Oh, well, that's... Wow. See, my brain doesn't even work like that.
That seems wasteful, doesn't it?
Is that what people were doing?
I don't know. It seems like a logical thing to do.
Hey, stop coming out with these things. Giving people ideas.
This is off the back of another promise that Coles made. And this is a less famous one. But there was a little flyby's hack in the self-serve registers for many a year.
Yeah.
And I reckon it was just before you and I started working together. So what's that, like 7 years ago now?
Mm.
They pulled it, but the button was still there. I haven't checked recently. But there's a section in the self-serve registers, or at least there was, where you could go to, it's like heavy items.
Yeah.
And it's like all the things that are too heavy to pull out of your trolley, and you can just bang, and then you don't have to... weigh them sort of thing. And it was like big slabs of cans and water bottles
and stuff.
And the one, there was one last little square that you could press and it was self-packing. And it's like, and then it was an extra 50 flybys points. And you would get that. So if you hit that, it was like a 50 flyby point reward for packing your own bags at the self-serve register.
What?
Yeah. And I don't know if that was a throwback to the software from the non-self-serve registers or something, where they'd be like, hey, this person's doing a really good job packing their own bags. I'm going to give them a bonus. I can remember.
Nice. Right?
But you used to be able to do it yourself. So there was a good year there where every time I went to Coles, I got a bonus 50 flybys points because I just bang, bang, straight in there.
And then they stopped that quick smart.
Stop that, mate. Mm. The button was still there, but it wouldn't actually add the flybys
points. So what else is – you've got little tips?
What else is Coles lying about? That's what I want to know too. Come on, Coles. I know you can hear me.
We'll get an email.
I'm looking forward to the email. Chat soon, gang.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
I love a crap review. I like a stern reply. They write it passively. It's meant aggressively. Mean comments in disguise. Restaurant review replies.
We love this. Passive aggressive comments. Online.
Yes.
And people saying, nah, this place sucks. And the owner coming back at him.
Yeah,
well, here's why you suck.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know where this is. I don't know what restaurant it is. So no questions in regards to that matter. Let's just lean into the rest of the content, okay. Hey? This is from Gabby. And 2 months ago, she put up a post with one-star rating for this restaurant.
Ooh, okay.
She said, I showed up 10 minutes before closing and the waitress looked angry with me.
Ma.
Honey, If you want to close earlier, then change your hours. Oh. The menu had too many options and it stressed me out.
That's the most Gen Z thing ever.
She, by this photo, doesn't look Gen Z.
Is it boomer?
She looks boomer.
Yeah, all right. Other end okay. of the scale, but still, oh my God.
They served chips and salsa before the meal. And when my food came out, I wasn't even hungry anymore.
Oh, that seems like a you problem.
The waitress said things like, no problem, instead of you're welcome. That's a basic manners.
Oh, this is, yeah, I'm sorry, Gen Z's. This is clearly a boomer review. Mm. Clearly.
They must use warm glasses because the ice in my drink melted too fast and watered down my drink.
There's
got to
be a joke. There's got to be a joke, surely.
It's not a joke. People are awful.
There are
remember
people like
that.
This out there?
Remember that the people are awful.
I feel so much better about myself.
Portions were too big, so I got a to-go bag. I left the bag in my back seat on accident, and now my car smells like food. Angry face emoji. Probably won't be back unless they fix their attitude and their menu.
Oh my gosh.
And the owner has replied.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Let me get this straight. You're angry because, one, you showed up right before closing and were upset that our staff looked like they were closing. Two, you ate so much free food that you weren't hungry anymore. Three, ice melts. Four, we gave you too much food. And five, we didn't personally escort the to-go box out of your back seat.
Into the fridge, oh my God. Oh my
We're
God.
Sorry the laws of time, temperature and personal responsibility didn't work in your favour that evening. Our hours, ice, manners and menu will remain unchanged.
Yes, well done. Well said.
Bravo. Oh Don't let God. The door hit you on the way out.
People are the worst.
The worst. Humans are the worst.
So
said
bad.
Said it so many times.
So bad.
Review. I like a stern reply. They write it passively. It's meant aggressively. Mean comments in disguise. Restaurant review replies.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
So there's this video that's been going around and there's footage of some kids playing on the asphalt at school, right?
Yeah.
And they're playing a game with a ball, tennis ball, right?
Yeah.
And there's four quadrants in which they're playing
squares.
This game.
Yeah.
Right? Now.
Four squares that make up one big square.
One big square. Now, Nano Kassab is the guy that put it up on social media. And a lot of people have been fighting ever since. Because he called it down ball.
No.
And other people are saying, ugh, it's handball.
Yeah.
And I've got a third.
Yeah.
It's four square.
Yeah, it's four square. It's
Is
definitely
it?
Four square. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I would call it. You All play right. four square? Yeah, of course. Of course. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah. Now, when I think handball, I think like the summer sports event that, you know, that's the only, the summer, you know, as a winter sporting event that we can't talk about at the moment. The summer sporting event, they've got.
Oh, like European handball.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't think about that. No.
Yeah.
I think
of it in that term.
I think it's a less famous name for Foursquare.
Okay.
But it's actually Foursquare. But I would accept calling it handball. But handball can also be, I feel like it could be a two-player game instead of four squares.
Mm.
Now, downball. Clearly, and this is the biggest problem with all of this.
Yeah.
This should not be part of the conversation.
Okay.
Because quite clearly, down ball refers to the fact that there is a wall involved as well.
Why?
It's like squash, but with your hand. Down ball is against the wall. You hit it into the wall and it bounces back. Bang, ba-bang, ba-bang.
Okay, I get where you're going, but it's not. It's not, I don't think it's that. No. I think it's more we're really low to the ground and we're just, you know, sometimes four square gets really competitive
gets
and
real
you're
low,
right,
yeah,
you're,
when
really
you're really
low
good
at and
it.
You're like, whoa,
yeah,
you, that's yeah. what down, that's what down ball is.
Nah.
But no one calls it that. It's four square. Oh, I feel so much better. I feel connected to you again. Mm. I feel real.
Yeah.
I feel just.
Relatable.
Just, yes.
On the same
four
page
square.
For the first
hey,
time.
Hey, bring it back. Imagine
I don't
if
think
we
it's
could,
gone
if workplaces, yeah, oh. great for kids, whatever. But if workplaces could have, you know how they bought bat tennis to the adults in the form of pickleball?
Yeah.
Right? Bat tennis used to be huge at Werribee Primary.
Yeah.
Absolutely
okay.
huge yeah, right. at the lunchtime, yeah, yeah. right? And four square. Listen up, bosses. Lunchtime to get people back into the offices. 4-square competition at lunch.
Amazing.
Catered, obviously.
Yeah.
But get it going.
Winner gets a $50 Coles My voucher.
That expired. But it's a thought that counts.
Yeah.
We did get a message from Stephen online, and Stephen said, it's down ball, Loggy and Tom, when playing in 4 squares.
Yeah. Well,
I'm confused, Stephen.
Chris from Lara, who, you know, we hang out at swimming lessons. he's on the line.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris, you're live on air.
Morning.
Morning. You also just messaged me, and what did you say?
I said, in the 90s, when I went to primary school in Geelong, we all called it down ball.
Down ball.
Okay, maybe it's a Werribee thing then.
Oh, I went a bit hard.
Because it was 4 squares.
Yeah. Well, see, I did primary school in Adelaide and Melbourne.
You're a fancy boy.
This is the danger of us being blow-ins, isn't it?
Chris,
you grew up in Geelong and you called it down ball. What did you call the one where you hit it against the wall then?
That wasn't really a thing at my primary school.
No, it wasn't. That was called being bored.
No.
And having a ball to
and
throw.
And you know what Don Bradman got out of it?
Always Don Bradman.
Always goes back to the Don.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Look, I don't mind a swear. At all.
No, especially when you're driving along the Bellarine Highway and someone sort of gets too close to your car or drives too slow in front of you.
Only when I'm in the K-Rock car. Or yell out the window.
Okay.
I don't. But when you sometimes you can't use a swear.
Yeah.
Okay? And you have to substitute a swear. Now, I was very lucky to be doing some babysitting over last weekend.
Yeah.
My three beautiful pseudo nieces, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I really have to focus on not swearing.
Mm.
Because the only time I don't swear really is 6 to 9.
Yeah, that's right.
On air.
It is quite funny how doing this work, though, you can switch it on and switch it off. Like,
yeah. Although sometimes it's like, oh, God, I'm scared.
Yes.
You never know.
Yeah.
So sometimes I have to think, what's my favourite substitute swear word?
Yeah, yeah.
And beautiful Rosie, who I was babysitting the other day, used one of your favourite ones, which is from Bluey.
Yeah, that's right. So Bluey's dad quite often says,
can you not leave all your stuff everywhere?
Ow! Biscuits!
What's this?
The kids' stuff.
Oh, biscuits.
So she kept saying to me, biscuits, and I'm like, sure. Right?
You want a biscuit, kid?
Yeah, and I'm like, okay. But then I realised you said to me, no, that is a substitute swear word.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what's my favourite substitute swear word? And we've got to be very careful here.
Well, obviously.
Right? Yeah, fudge is good.
Fudge is good. I've got another one.
I've got another one as well.
I've got another F one.
Oh, okay. I've got an S one.
Okay. Well, did you say them at the same time?
No. Okay. No, do you want it? Okay.
Okay. Are you going 3, 2, 1 or 1, 2, 3?
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Shiitake mushroom.
Okay. That's too wordy. No, that's terrible. That's awful.
You're awful.
Who's got time to say shiitake mushroom?
Well, sometimes like if I in my head, I'm like, oh, shiitake mushroom.
Mushroom and oyster sauce. Pop a little bit of noodle in there as well and delicious.
What was yours?
Friggin'.
Yeah, friggin'.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's close.
It's close.
It's real borderline,
it
isn't
is.
It?
It is, yeah. Some people have boring ones like that and some people have crafty ones like mine. 5223295. What's your favourite non-swear swear word?
Okay, but you can't say the actual swear.
No, we'll pick it up.
Yeah.
We'll read between the lines. Ash from Ocean Grove. Now, we must stress, do not use the swear word. We will read between the lines. Oh, sorry, before we go to Ash, AJ. No. We're going to AJ first. My mistake. Sorry, Ash. Hang there for one tick. AJ, you've got one.
My go-to is fiddlesticks.
Fiddlesticks.
Fiddlesticks, yep.
Fiddlesticks, okay.
Were you actually in the cast of Oliver or have you just seen the movie many times?
I enjoy the Victorian dramas far too much.
Yes, nice. Okay, fiddlesticks. Sorry, Ash, I did a fiddlesticks moment there myself. Hello.
Hey, how you going? That's fine.
Good. What is your favourite non-swear swear word?
I am a big fan of shiitake mushroom.
Come on, mate. Who's got time? Is that an Ocean Grove thing?
No, thanks to the movie Spy Kids when I was a kid, it's just stuck in my head.
That's where it's from.
She was 13 and using it, so I'm like, it must be fine. I can use it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's where it's from.
Yeah.
Okay, it must have seeped into my subconscious.
Okay, I really like that one.
On ya, Ash.
Leo in Moolap, what's your favourite non-swear, mate?
My favourite non-swear word is fudge. It's for the F word.
Yep.
Lucky you. Yeah.
Thanks for clearing that
up.
No,
I really appreciate it.
Good.
I know.
Yeah, appreciate you not saying, yeah, cool. All right, yeah, so good fudge on you, Leo. Is, yeah, we have
school gets intense some days. You just got to let a couple of fudges scream out. Mm. So we're asking for your favourite non-swear swear words. Alyssa sent us a message saying, shut the front gate instead of, yeah, and cheese and rice instead of JC, you know?
Ah, because what?
Cheese and rice.
Cheese and whiskers. Who says that?
Cheese and whiskers is rat-a-tat from Bananas in Pyjamas, was it?
Yes.
I love him.
Is that him?
That's cheese and whiskers, but she's saying cheese and rice.
Ah, for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So
cheese and whiskers is another
cheese
one.
And whiskers a substitute for Jesus Christ as well?
I don't think so.
Religious undertones to Bananas in Pyjamas that I didn't understand. Or
anti-religious? Maybe. Let's not go down the rabbit hole.
Okay, you're right.
Stephen also messaged us and said, I don't know if you can say this on radio, but one I use for swears is crap on a cracker. Turns out you can say it on radio, Steve.
I've heard of crap on a stick, but a crap on a cracker is a new one.
That sounds disgusting. Let's go to Tracy from Whittington.
Yeah, Trace, morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's good. Now, very carefully, let's wrap this up because we've got to get to 8 o'clock news. But what is your favourite non-swear?
For duck's sake.
Oh, that is, yeah, that is a classic in our house as well.
That seems like an easy one to stuff up, though, you know, especially in the heat of the moment. Do you use it often?
A lot.
Yeah.
So are you the one that has ruined the iPhone for everyone?
What?
Because you keep writing that?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I had a call earlier from Gary from Kerr Lewis.
Mm.
A no swear word that he uses is you, Emily. Oh, you, Emily. He goes, it's a bit of a cryptic one, isn't it? I was like, yes.
You, Emily.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was trying to work out. What is it? Is it like an acronym for something? Does it sound like something? And he goes, no, it's a sporting reference. You know, the swimmer, Emily Seabom. Good on you, Gary.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.